Let's go.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mayor and Council Members. My name is Tracy Cole, and I'm the Budget Manager in the Finance Department. We're here today to adopt the fiscal year 2025 budget. 2 years ago,
Ms. Cole, let me ask you to do one other thing. Move that microphone really close because you have a soft voice. So I'm going to make sure everybody, this is budget. Got to make sure we hear every word of this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good enough, yeah. Okay. So we're here today to adopt the fiscal year 2025 budget. 2 weeks ago, on May 28th, we all met and discussed the fiscal year 2025 proposed budget. We had a lively discussion, many questions were asked, and several changes were requested by council. You have all received a memo from our finance director, Elizabeth Cabell, outlining these requested changes and actions. The next two slides summarize these actions so council and the public. So this first slide summarizes the items that were requested by council and that have been completed and added to the budget. We have added requested goals to several departments, as well as clarifying the department overseeing the work of the Child and Youth Bill of Rights and Youth Liaison. We added additional funding for Children's Fund reporting and funding for tenant assistance and eviction prevention. And we have provided fund balance estimates for enterprise funds. This next slide summarizes the ongoing requests that will be addressed at a later date. These include reviewing habitually vacant positions, public safety impact fees exemption, the Poganuk Clubhouse, and funding for fire apparatus. Here we are. This is the end of my presentation. So the recommended actions for today are from item 21.1, to adopt the budget in, of the City of Santa Cruz for fiscal year 2025, including the capital investment program as proposed in the document entitled City of Santa Cruz Annual Budget Fiscal Year 2025. Number two, to accept the Water Commission's recommendations regarding the Water Department's fiscal year 2025 operating and capital investment program. And from item 21.2, motion to adopt a resolution amending the classification and compensation plans for the fiscal year 2025 budget personnel and complement by implementing the approved fiscal year 2025 budget and position changes in several departments. And department heads and staff are here if you have any additional questions. Thank you.
I wondered why all those bright, shiny faces were out there. There we go. Okay, let me start with the council. Council's matters before the body, before we make a motion, see if you have questions or comments on the budget. And the thank you for the budget hearing follow-up, and thank you for the amendments to it yesterday. Thank you. It's quite helpful. Let me see if there are questions and comments by members. Council Member Watkins is recognized.
Thank you, Mayor. I just had a quick question around the examination of the impact of not charging the public safety impact fees for affordable housing. I also know that was associated with the child care impact fees, and I thought that was combined in terms of assessing both of them not being applied and then looking into them both being applied. But as it's written and as it was presented, it just identified public safety.
Thanks for that question, Councilmember Watkins. Lee Butler, Director of Planning and Community Development. And yes, when we come back in October, we will be including both the analysis of the public safety impact fee as well as the child care impact fee with some projected revenues that we would have received from prior projects, as well as some thoughts about upcoming projects that would be exempt and where we would land if we're at different stages, like 25% collection, 50% collection, 75% collection, or 100% collection. So that gives you a preview of what we're currently thinking.
Okay, perfect. I was just making sure that was included because I couldn't quite tell. I wasn't clear from the...
Sorry about that. The intent is to cover both.
Great. That's all I asked. I wanted to know. Thank you.
Council, the Vice Mayor is recognized. Council Member Bruner is recognized on the budget.
Thank you. I had a question on the follow-up memorandum, and that was around, thank you for bringing back options identified for the purchase of a fire engine, a new fire apparatus, and our ongoing replacement plan. So there are many options listed that will be included if, as options, if we adopt this budget. But I'm a little unclear if we need to direct action to bring back a path forward on one of those options, because they're identified, but they're not. There's not a path forward still. And so time is of the essence. And so I'm wondering, my question, I guess, is do I need to add additional clarification and direction to bring back? And
let's see if the city manager wishes to respond. Chief Odie, would you come forward, please?
Thank you for the question, Councilmember Bruner. You'll note that in the memo, we outlined a number of possible options for pursuing purchase of additional apparatus. It is our intent to bring something forward to the council within a 3 to 6 month period with those recommendations. If the council wanted to solidify that as part of a recommended direction to staff today, you could certainly do that.
Chief, any additional comments on this item, sir?
No, he covered it well. Again, thank you. Rob Odie, Fire Chief, just if you guys had specific questions, I'll be available if needed.
Thank you,
sir. Yep. Councilmember Bruner, further on the budget?
Thank you.
Okay. Vice Mayor is recognized, whether she's ready or not.
All right, here I go. So to be clear, we don't have to make that recommendation today. Staff is ready to move forward with replacement funding cycles.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And then one other thing I didn't address during the last hearing, but I wanted to touch on, is with all of the new vertical development that we have, and I'm assuming some families and kids and older adults might want to have space to recreate, and I know we have a lot of land that we've preserved, which is great, but I'd like to see if in parks we could look at possibilities where we could add additional soccer fields, pickleball courts, basketball courts, things, roller skating, multi-use facilities throughout our parks system to help people enjoy the outdoors in an active way. And I know that's debatable. Some people think the bird watching and hiking and those things, and those are great as well, but I just was thinking some actual developed facilities similar to what we have at Depot or Harvey West where people can.
That is near and dear to my heart, Vice Mayor Golder, so I appreciate you raising it. Been engaged in a lot of conversations with Tony Elliott, our Parks and Recreation Director. Investments in our parks and open space is really one of our ongoing unmet needs and really the next area that we plan to tackle with adoption of the budget today, looking at other infrastructure and financing options that we could explore to really make the investment. As the mayor noted earlier today, been great at preserving and protecting open space and parkland. Challenge is maintaining it and really maintaining it at the standard that our community expects. So we're excited to embark in that work. We're also in the midst of a number of long-range planning efforts in our parks, including San Lorenzo. We're about to embark on the Harvey West Master Plan as well. We've talked about Depot Park also. So with those long-term plans, we'll be able to start moving forward with exciting investments. More to come.
Thank you. Is anyone with us today who wishes to make comment on the budget? This would be your opportunity to do so. Anyone online, Ms. Bush?
No one with their hand raised.
Put their hand up. Last call. Matters back before the council. A motion would be in order. Councilmember Brown.
I would like to move the adoption of our fiscal year 2025 budget. Not going to read the whole thing, but if you want to put the, is it possible to put those the recommendation up just so people can see it? So adoption of the budget, accepting the Water Commission's recommendations regarding the Water Department's operating and capital investment program, and I would include the motion to adopt a resolution amending the classification and compensation plans, the corresponding budget items.
There's a motion. Is there a second? A second by Councilmember Bruner. Under debate and discussion.
I just wanted to add solidifying language to bring back 3 to 6 months some option to move forward in ordering an engine, a fire apparatus. Thank you.
Agreeable to second?
It's agreeable to the mover.
To the person making the motion. It's agreeable. That will be added. Others?
I just have one comment.
Yes, please. Councilmember Watkins.
I just want to follow up on a comment that the Vice Mayor raised in regards to development and proximity to open space. And when we had more discretion in the past over development, we could ask about whether or not there be outside space in some of these large developments. We could require some of that. That seems to also be something that we don't have as much discretion over anymore. But when thinking about it moving forward, I think, as we know, we have incredible open space and parks in our community, and not everybody has access that's a walkable space. So thinking about small parklets or other types of solutions moving forward, I hope, is also considered. And it just brought that up for me when the Vice Mayor raised that point. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Further? Couple of closing comments on the budget. First of all, thank you to the city manager, the finance team, and all of the department heads and your assistants and the people who all work with you. What do we have, 500-600 employees in the city, something on that order? 700-800? 900? They're getting busier all the time. 900 people times 8 hours a day times X number of days a year. I mean, it is you drive around the city of Santa Cruz, and if you're not seeing a public works truck, then you see a parks truck, and if not that, then a garbage truck, and if not that, a police car or a fire engine. Touch a truck, one of those doggone trucks is rolling around in front of you all the time. And I think what that says is that we are a full-service city. We're not a contract city. We don't contract stuff out. We do it ourselves. And I think that it's fair to say that our city employees and the administration do an excellent job of managing the precious resources that we have that we can direct into a budget to try to affect services in a very high-quality way, very intentional way in our city. Budgeting is, I've said it before, I think it's the most important single vote that we cast every year is the budget. It is the figuratively the blueprint for our plans for implementing our hopes and aspirations in public policy. I think we are very fortunate in our city. When the state catches a cold, all the counties catch pneumonia. When the state catches a cold, we might get the sniffles a little bit here and there, but we're not a subdivision of the state of California. We're a municipal corporation. As a consequence, we are somewhat more in charge of our own destiny, not the vagaries of the economy, certainly, but by not being the provider, basically, of health and human services, that being done by the County of Santa Cruz, we're in the direct service business in a way that is in ways that are other than those two very important pieces. I do want to comment on the budget process of this year. I think that the idea of moving from the way that budget hearings were held to the way they were held this time, I think it is an improvement in the following regard, in that I think it is more efficient and effective. I think it might be too efficient, and I would like to consult with the city manager after we adopt this the next month or so, think through with the budget and finance folks, think through something still much closer to what we did this year than in previous years, but I think maybe there's some ways to look at that. But I do appreciate the effort and the motivation behind the process this year. I think it was one that worked well, but maybe a little too well in terms of efficiency. I will comment I'm going to try to search. I've been searching for the word in thinking about making this comment. I don't know if my feeling is sad, perplexed. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something bubbling up from the neck down about the fact that we don't have more public interest in or participation in the budget. People will show up all year long talking about all kinds of things, and oftentimes, if you kind of track them where they go, they almost always have a place in the budget. And We've talked a bit about perhaps some other things we can do in that regard, maybe a Citizens Budget Academy online, perhaps something at London Nelson a couple of days a year, something to try to get the public more interested in and participating in giving us feedback on our annual budget. I think that what we do is we use our very best judgment about what comes forward to us and how does that in each departmental instance and each object and sub-object in the budget. I suspect every member goes through a process in their mind of saying, do I think this meets what I've heard from my constituents in the last year or so? Does this meet what I've heard at this hearing that went on for 3.5 hours, whatever it might be? Is that are we getting to point on that? So that's something I would also like to discuss with you and the comms folks who are, my goodness, are they good? They are very, very good. Ms. Smart is very good, and the people that work with and for her are quite good as well. Last comment is thank you all. Thank you all for being so good about managing our budgets once they are adopted and helping build the budgets in the subsequent years. I believe that we are, having worked in several levels of government, I think we are blessed in this little city government of ours of having incredibly high quality, ethical people at every level of this little government of ours. And they make us proud every day. Thank you all very much, and the clerk will call the roll.